The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Yes, I say the same thing every time we start because who knows where you are in the world? Who knows what time of day it is? Wherever it is that you are, thanks for tuning in to the Ocean Mist Power Hour right here on KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial or anywhere, anytime, any IP address intergalactically or right here on planet Earth if you're checking in via podcast. So thanks for showing up to the Ocean Mist Power Hour. We deliver a supreme selection of everyday deliciousness in language, learning, and growth. Look, we talk fast here, so you have to listen fast. Ha ha ha. I think that's kind of funny. I do. You know, we talk fast, you got to listen fast. And I'm your host, Misty Young. I'm pumping the wattage into your cottage. We're going to talk about nutrition again today, as usual. Not always. I don't always talk about nutrition, but most of the times I do. Why? Because I love it. It's a subject near and dear to my heart. And today, I think I've got some interesting things to help you set up for a new year, a new year, a new you, a new body. You know, your body recreates itself constantly, all the time. Right now, since we started this conversation just a few seconds ago, your body's already created tons of new cells, thousands of new cells. It's recreating constantly. We are coming at you from Brookings Harbor, Oregon. What I like to say is it is the gateway of the great Pacific Northwest. It's about as far west as you can get in the continental U.S. And when I tell you it's the home of daffodils in December and flowers all year round and the nicest people you'll ever meet, I mean it, I mean it, I mean it. I'm recording this in December of 2019 and the daffodils are in fact in bloom on Pedroli Lane. That's right. If you're around town, go up Pedroli Lane and at that little soft corner, you'll see that cute little house on the right-hand side if you're going east on Pedroli. Guess what? Bam! All their daffodils are up. Now, normally they wait till after Christmas to come up, but here they are. Week before Christmas, it's not even the solstice yet, and those flowers are up. Yes! Now, this little town, this little place, is where the mountains and the old-growth redwoods meet the sea. Harbor and Brookings is home to me. Thank you so much to our entire crew, the KCIW Sound Engineering and Production crew. These folks make this show what it is. They help us get everything together, they help us stay organized, and they help it sound good so that you, as a listener, might have something that's not crackly and fuzzy, and the microphones are working well and all of that stuff. So we really appreciate, I appreciate the KCIW Sound Engineering crew. Now, even though we're going to talk about health today, you know I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm just a nutrition nerd, I'm a geek. Yes, I hold a nutritional therapist certificate from the Health Sciences Academy, and more importantly, I have a plant-based nutrition certificate from E. Cornell's T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies. Wow, what does all of that mean? It means I geek out all the time, every day. I'm always reading, learning, growing, learning something new that I can share with you. Because at this phase in my life, which is my retirement phase, I'm really excited about the opportunity to find a way to add value. And what I've always been into in my whole entire life has been into, I've been into learning. Man, I've been into learning and growth, personal development, learning, reading, studying. Even while I was building businesses or raising a family or going to college, I was always into something else, something alternative. You know, I even spent a whole bunch of time and money. I went to a healing school. I know, just a sidebar. Here we go. Sidebar. These things happen. Sidebar. I went to a healing school in Northern California, Nevada City, actually. The school was called the Healing Academy of Body, Mind, and Light Science. It is not in existence any longer, so if you go looking for it, you won't find it. And the woman I studied with is a phenomenal woman, and she is a student of and a graduate of Barbara Brennan. Now, if you don't know who Barbara Brennan is, she's a literal rocket scientist, literally a rocket scientist, who decided the woo-woo way was better than the rocket science way. So she transitioned from rocket scientist to woo-woo teacher. And I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek because, you know, I really do believe that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And Barbara Brennan created a whole school in New York about energy. And she wrote a couple of books. One was called Hands of Light, Can't remember the name of the second book off the top of my head, but Hands of Light was a textbook that I used in my class, in my advanced studies at the Healing Academy. And it was all about the energy of the body, the energy of the extra bodies that are with us, right? So like I'm tapping on my chest, hear it? That's my physical body. But outside of my physical body, there's an etheric body and a cathartic body and these other spiritual bodies, energetic bodies. The further away you get from your skin, the lighter, the finer the vibratory essence of those energies. And so I learned all about that stuff, but I couldn't help myself. I was compelled to learn. Whether I was already going to college or in business or learning something new in business, I was compelled to learn. In fact, another sidebar story, because it's fun, because that's what we do here on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. We tell stories. And you know what? I can't wait to start telling you stories of successes. I hear the most amazing stories. I hear people saying, I feel relaxed. I feel good. I feel comfortable in my skin. And it's because I've begun to make some changes. Oh, there's probably other things going on in it too. But when you begin to make these changes, some of them seem so extreme. I was sitting staring out at the ocean today and I was thinking about how hard it must seem for people when you say, yeah, you know, if you stop eating meat, you're going to feel better. People are just blown away by that. Well, what do you mean stop eating meat? Like it's so culturally ingrained in us, we can hardly even conceive of the idea of not eating meat or liquid meat. Liquid meat being eggs, cheese, sour cream, you know, butter, ice cream, all of those other things. There are so many plant-based alternatives now that you don't need to eat meat. And once you start to move away from those products that don't have fiber in them, they don't have antioxidants in them. Oh yeah, they're full of protein, but it's not protein that's easily assimilated into your body. Even though we've been brainwashed or meatwashed into believing that those proteins are right for us, they're not. They're not. And what is right for us is starches and fruits and vegetables. Oh my gosh, the vegetables. And I was thinking about people and wondering what their response would be to, I what do you mean? No meat. What do you mean? Well, you know what? Give it a try. The best thing I could tell you is give it a try. Take a little time off from meat and see how you feel. It might sound unbelievable. You might say, well, I do meatless Mondays. Well, how about a meatless week? How about a meatless month? How about you do this thing we talked about last week, Veganuary, right? So what if you were to think about Veganuary? And last week we talked quite a bit about Veganuary 2020. It's a movement where people go whole food, plant-based for a whole month. And at that end of that month, they kind of take an inventory and see how they're doing. Now, this thing's only been around, Veganuary's only been around for a few short years. And the first couple of times it ran, it had, 100, 1,000, a few participants. There's thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people. The last count I saw this year for Veganuary 2020 was 65,000 people were going to participate. Now, Veganuary is really big in the UK. We're a little less advanced here in the US. The UK is big time into the whole plant-based movement. They're into it. And some of the things I'm going to share with you today are resources where you can say, well, you know, what is Misty talking about on the Ocean Mist Power Hour? Like, you know, who does she think she is? Look, I'm just delivering information to you because as I said at the beginning, I love learning and I love sharing. And at this phase in my life, in my retirement phase, I now have as much time as I want to learn, to grow, to develop, and to find and enhance my knowledge around what I consider to be the single most fundamental aspect of fitness. Yes, exercise is important. Yes, taking care of your body in other ways. In fact, we're going to do a self-care series at the end of the year. So yes, self-care is critical. But the single most important thing we can do is identify the right fuel to put into our bodies, the right fuel that will help our cells, our mitochondria, our endothelial cells, the lining of our arteries, not get stiff and firm, not get clogged up with plaques. What is the food that helps us? Well, guess what? Dr. Dean Ornish, in his groundbreaking work 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, decades ago, this information has been out there. Heart disease is the number one killer of men and women. And yet Dr. Dean Ornish has already proven that heart disease can not only be reversed and stopped, but cured through a plant-based diet. Look, you hear me say this all the time on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. You're like, does she talk about anything else? No, the answer is no, I don't talk about anything else. If you don't like it, turn off the radio. If you're into it at all, or you find that you're learning something, even a tiny little bit, then tune in. Sit down and buckle up because we're in for a good ride today. Check it out. Veganuary 2020. This is interesting. Last week, when we started talking about Veganuary, and what does that mean? It means going vegan for January. That's all. It's a little hyphenated word, Veganuary. Vegan for January. And I want to talk about the difference between vegan and plant-based. I'll get to that in a second. But last week, when we started talking about Veganuary, I went on to Instagram because, you know, social media is kind of fun, right? And you know now that I've got all this time because I'm retired and I'm geeking out on nutrition. Social media is a great place. We are the media, right? You are the media. That's a big change from what used to happen. So 30 years ago when Dr. Dean Ornish put out his information about heart disease can be reversed and cured and stopped with a 100% plant-based diet. Remember that Dr. Greger's grandmother was saved, literally got 31 extra years on her life. They sent her home to die. But Dr. Greger's grandmother heard about Nathan Pritikin, who was treating heart disease with a whole food plant-based diet, and bam, she went from being 65 on her deathbed to being 96 when she finally died 31 years later. So why is all this important and why social media? Because in this age, we have more information at our fingertips, on our phones, on our laptops, our tablets, our desktops. We have more information available to us than at any time ever in human history. We don't want to squander that. Why would we squander that? If we have the opportunity to learn the ways to become healthy, to learn about the things that make us sick, to figure it out, that's the thing I love so much. Marie Forleo says, everything is figure-outable. In fact, she wrote a book called Everything is Figure-outable. I haven't read it. My daughters read it and said it was very, very good. But I attended some classes from Marie Forleo years ago. And she kind of talks a lot about business school. And what she says is everything is figure-outable, especially now. I mean, years ago when I first connected with Marie Forleo, things weren't as figure-outable as they are today. Like literally, you can sit down on your phone and go onto Facebook or TikTok, which is kind of fun and funny. There's not really a lot to learn there, but it is fun to entertain yourself with TikTok. If you don't know what it is, go to the App Store and look up TikTok and put it on your phone and get ready to be blown away with a lot of really weird videos. Instagram is a great place to learn things, even Twitter. Twitter was one of the first social media tools that I started to use as a research tool. And I joined Twitter the day Michael Jackson died, which is quite a long time ago. And I remember seeing a tweet that came flying by that said, the king of pop is dead. Larry DiVincenzi posted, the king of pop is dead. And it flew by my screen and I was like, wow, this is really a trip. You know, like I knew it in real time as it was happening. And I was sitting at my desk up in Truckee, California, doing some work for, you know, whatever. So social media is a tool for you. And coming full circle now to Instagram, last week when we talked about Veganuary 2020, that's a hashtag. Now, I've had some people kind of ask me, because look, if you're on the podcast, you're probably a little younger than maybe some of the folks that are in our listening area that might be listening on the radio. So younger folks, sit back for a second, go get your pen and pencil if you need to, get a cup of mud. Older folks who often ask me, what is a hashtag? I don't get this whole hashtag thing. All it is it's an aggregator. It's a way to bring people together. It's a party. A hashtag is a party. People show up to learn about something when they go to a hashtag. So a hashtag, as you remember, is the pound symbol, right? It's like the tic-tac-toe symbol. And a hashtag is just a way to bring people together around a specific topic. And hashtags did start with Twitter, and then Facebook started using them. And then, of course, Instagram got bought by Facebook, and so Instagram uses them. And so on Instagram, hashtag Veganuary 2020, last week, a week ago right now, there were 1,310 posts related to Veganuary 2020, hashtag Veganuary 2020. Today, just a week later, there are 1,407 posts. I literally just refreshed my screen right now. In the moment, as we were speaking, that's nearly a 25% increase in a week. So that, what does that tell us? Well, okay, so it's a hashtag. What does it tell us? It tells us that people are congregating around information that is related to Veganuary. Well, what are some related hashtags? What are some related parties? Well, how about hashtag whole food plant-based? How about hashtag whole food plant-based diet? How about hashtag choose ethically? Let's just let that one sink in for a second. And how about hashtag plant-based vegan? Now, when you do hashtag searching, you don't put spaces in between the words, so it just says hashtag plant-based vegan. All right, before I go into the next phase, I want to tell you what is the difference between whole food plant-based and vegan. I claim to be both, okay? So kind of depends on if I'm having a conversation with someone one-on-one, I really pretty much more or less talk about being plant-based because it's much less militant, frankly. It's much less in your face to say you're plant-based. Whereas, and let me, before I go on to what vegan means, plant-based is really about, look, I'm eating a whole food plant-based diet. It's pretty self-explanatory, right? So I keep track of what I eat in an app, a totally free app. I've mentioned it before. I want you to write this one down. It's called Chronometer. It's free. You can find it in your app store, Chronometer, C-R-O-N-O-M-E-T-E-R, Chronometer. The Chronometer app, what I love so much about it, a couple things. You can track your food, your exercise, your water, and whatever food you put into it. And one of the things that's awesome about it is like, you're like, oh my God, do I really have to write down all the nutrients and blah, blah, blah? No, it's a massive database. It has massive, massive entries in it from all kinds of places. And if you have something that you got in a can or a package, like a loaf of bread or, you know, Butler's soy curls or something else that you're using, there's a barcode scanner in the Chronometer app that you can literally point the barcode scanner at the package of, you know, whole wheat, whole grain bread, and you can scan the barcode label and bam, all the information auto-fills into the app for you. Then what's really cool is not only at the end of the day can you see how good you were, because guess what? You're going to be an angel. When you start tracking your information, you find it so much easier to track your information. I know that sounds so weird. It's like, what? Tracking means I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be better at tracking. Yeah, guess what? You're going to want to hold yourself accountable. So the other day I had 2 apples, 2 bananas, 2 oranges. That was just, you know, middle of the day stuff. 2 apples, 2 bananas, 2 oranges. Then I had some oatmeal. And then later in the day, Gary comes home. This is so terrible. It is so absolutely horrible. He comes home and he goes, well, I bought some Light Life hot dogs. Bad, bad, bad. You know, sometimes, guess what? Sometimes I go there. I do. Light Life is a plant-based hot dog. Gross, gross, gross. Oh, tastes so good. Reminds you of all the great things that you used to love about hot dogs. And I was okay with the hot dog. I was like, all right, a hot dog's going to be okay. It's a plant-based hot dog. I can go with it. And then he calls up the stairs and he goes, oh, and I got a surprise. I brought back a bag of Lay's potato chips. I was like, I flew down the stairs. I can't say the colorful language that I said on my way down the stairs as I was compelled to eat the Lay's potato chips. And I said to Gary, I go, you know what, bro? I said, really and truly, I'm ratting you out, Gary. I'm ratting you out. I said, you can't bring that into the house. You just can't. Please, please, please. I begged him, please don't bring that into the house. I can't handle it. It's like I'm completely 100% and totally powerless against it. Guess what? It happens. But once I'm able to put the information into the system, boy, I suddenly have a sense of it. I saw how much fat was in the potato chips. Oh, and trust me, that whole freaking bag of potato chips, gone, gone. And I want to say, oh, well, I only had a few. No, I had half the bag, half. And it wasn't one of those little cute little tiny bags. It was like a big bag, not the party size, but you know, I don't know, probably a 10-ounce bag of chips. Like, oh. I felt so gross. I felt so gross. And when I put that information into Chronometer, it confirmed for me why I felt so gross. Because what's neat about Chronometer is after you do whatever's great and whatever's gross, you can click on these little buttons that will literally, for free, show you your nutritional summary for the day. It tells you how many calories you're burning just being alive, which is awesome. Shows you how many calories you took in just by based on what you ate, what you told it you ate. And you want to be honest with yourself because it's not anybody else you're being honest with. It's you. It's you. And then it tells you how many calories you have left. You can put your exercise in there. It tells you what your difference is if you have a difference in there, which is awesome. But what it does is it helps you find a way to be accountable. And guess what? It's so easy. It's so easy. You make a little folder on your phone. You put your health stuff in it. And then bam. You have a way to track what you eat, when you eat it, how it makes you feel. You can even put notes in there. It's kind of like a little, it's totally a food diary. And research actually proves people who keep a food diary or keep their information about what they're eating in a place where they can go back and look at it, they stay on track, they stay on target, right? Isn't that what Weight Watchers does? You go, you have community with other people, you talk about what you're eating, and you hold this accountability. Anyway, I didn't mean to have a whole big long thing about chronometer, but I want you to have some tools, some things that can help you. Now, one of the other tools that I really want you to take a look at is the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. You can find them on the web at www.pcrm.org. They are a nonprofit health organization that promotes preventive medicine. They conduct clinical research and encourage higher standards for ethics and effectiveness in research and medical training. I love it. Now, they've got a lot of free programs, a lot of them. And one of the things that they offer is a 21-day vegan kickstart. We're going to come back in a second to talk about plant-based versus vegan. And I think what you would find about the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine is that they offer just a lot of medical-based information that backs up what I'm telling you. I always tell you, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a nutrition nerd. But I'm into it. Like, I scour these sites. I read them. I hang out with them. I listen to their podcasts. I read their blogs. Why? Because I have the time now. And because I have a duty, I feel, to be a light in the world. And you know, I always and only ever wanted to be a light for my family. That's what I started out. I want to be a light for my family, I said. But then I started doing the radio show just because I thought it would help me stay more accountable. And I actually did the radio thing because I thought it would be fun, and it's been a blast. But I've discovered other people saying, wow, I learned something, or gee, my cholesterol came down after I tweaked my diet doing this, that, or the other thing. And suddenly I started to realize that maybe, just maybe, what we're doing here might be helpful. So I might do it for a while. Let's see. It is a variety show. I might not always and only talk about nutrition. Maybe sometime I'll open the stories again to other things. I'd like to learn about condors, for example, you know, that whole condor restoration project that's happening. I'd really like to dig into that. So we'll see where the new year takes us. Meanwhile, plant-based, whole food plant-based versus vegan. So whole food plant-based, pretty straightforward. You eat whole foods. Light Life hot dogs and Lay's potato chips are not whole foods. And let me tell you, I did not feel well afterward. And when I do eat the right stuff, which is 99% of the time, I feel really good. I feel calm. I feel relaxed. I feel super high energy. The energy that you hear coming through me on the radio, this is real, man. This is the real me. In fact, I have to tamp it down when I come into the studio, because I'm normally just like super high. That's how I operate. That's how I roll. And I would ask you, how do you roll? Do you roll whole food plant-based? Is your breakfast, you know, things like oatmeal with bananas or oatmeal with blueberries? And does that sound boring? It might. I know for me, when I very first started transitioning over to whole food plant-based, it felt like, God, you know, there's so few options. But I'll tell you what, the options are just limitless, from lentils and chickpeas and beans and potatoes and squash and corn and, oh my gosh, just so much great food out there. And the fruits, you just cannot eat enough fruit. Now, let's talk about vegan a little bit. When I said vegan's a little bit more militant, and that, you know, it kind of depends. If I'm talking to someone personal one-on-one, am I going to say I'm a vegan? Depends. If I want to get in a little fist fight with someone, I might say, well, I'm vegan, you know, because that always elicits a response. And it's funny because, and I never get into fist fights. I've never come to fisticuffs with anyone. I don't really want to fight. In fact, I'm not a fighter. I'm not confrontational. It sounds like I am because I'm on the radio, but I'm in this little tiny safe studio here. And I can get in your face a little bit about being vegan, right? And what does that do for us? Well, hopefully you learn something from it without having to get bristles on the back of your neck. And if you do, I don't have to see them. And I'm not going to debate you in public. And we're not going to have a war of words. That's why it's a radio show. You know, it's not a two-way conversation. I know that sounds weird. It's like, well, she's talking at us. Yes. Yep. That's right. If you want to learn more and you want to go two-way, do it on the web. Go look up Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And if you want to learn more about what I mean when I say being vegan is more about, you know, I say militant, that's probably not the right word. It really is about compassion. You know, a lot of years ago when I very first went vegan, it's been years ago, the concept of whole food plant-based was out there, but it wasn't as big as it is now. And I like whole food plant-based because it's so much less in your face, where vegan is about, look, it's about mercy, not misery. It's about taste, not torture. You know, it's about satisfying without slaughtering, right? So, I mean, I'm using some pretty inflammatory words there, right? Slaughter, torture, you know, misery, all those things. In fact, in the UK, I know I mentioned this already, that the UK is much, much more progressive. They already have a much bigger vegan and plant-based movement than we do. Their large stores in the UK are rolling out plant-based products left and right. And all over social media, when they do, people are praising and jumping up and down. They're so excited, but they have so many protests there. There's one protest they have called Meet the Victim. Meet the Victim, and it's spelled Meet, M-E-A-T. And these people, literally, they wear these Meet the Victim shirts, and they go out to farms. They go to factory farms. They go into slaughterhouses. They go to the trucks where the animals that are suffering, you know, they'll be traveled for 3 or 4 days from farm or from stockyard to slaughterhouse with no food, no water, no nothing. A lot of those animals die on the way. And vegans go there with water, kind of water. I want to call it a water gun, but it's not a water gun. It's like a little long tube. It's like they can feed the animals some water, give them some compassion, you know, look them in the eye before they go in for slaughter. So Meat, M-E-A-T, the Victims, is one of those kind of protests that they do in the UK. Another one, they do these die-ins where they literally, they'll go into a fast food outlet and, you know, 25 people will walk in the door and they'll take an iPad. This is so creepy what they do, and awesome because it really, you know, it talks about the whole misery aspect. They'll take an iPad, they'll put a video of a slaughterhouse, they'll get it going, they'll put it on their chest, and they will literally walk into a fast food joint and lay on the floor. 25 people laying on the floor, people trying to get around. So if you're sitting there eating meat and you see these people in a die-in laying on the floor with images and sounds of slaughterhouses coming at you, I mean, doesn't that sound a little militant? It does. So now you kind of have a sense of what's the difference between vegan and whole food plant-based. Vegan is more of an activist lifestyle, and whole food plant-based it's more passive. So I consider myself to be a little mix between both of them. And if you want more information about that, I want to tell you a couple of resources. Everything I'm going to tell you about is free, by the way. And I'm going to give you a couple of websites. Before I do, I want to say thank you so much to you for being here on this episode of the Ocean Mist Power Hour. As you know, we're broadcasting out of Brookings Harbor, Oregon on KCIW 100.7 FM. This is Curry Coast Community Radio. Community radio means it's by the people, for the people. And when I tell you we are the media, guess what? We are the media. I'm the media right here. I'm, you know, coming to you. Somehow you're hearing this in your head. And you can be the media too. We're always looking for new points of view, new ideas, new people to come on board and share what they know with the world. So if that sounds interesting to you, visit kciw.org and see how you can get involved. We'd really love to have you on board. Okay, now if you want to know more about vegan lifestyle or vegan living, or if you would just like more information, I'm going to recommend that you type into your browser Ed Winters TED Talk. Ed Winters TED Talk. Now, Ed is a very interesting guy. First of all, he looks like Jesus, which is kind of trippy, and people comment about that all the time. And he has this very calm and very, very, very knowledgeable approach to talking about vegan living. He's all about mercy, not misery. He's all about being somewhat militant without getting in your face, but he gets in your face. I can't explain it any better than that. So you can look up his TED Talks. He has The Ostrich Effect, The Truth We Hide From Ourselves. And he has a lot of other great videos that you can look at and just learn from. You know, I've learned from him a few ways to just, although I'm not interested in personal one-on-one debate, I'm not going to go there. I'm not interested. You know, I told you about the lady who kind of called me out in a compassion discussion recently. And, you know, we're talking about compassion for God's sake. And she goes, well, and like kind of gets in my face about it. I'm like, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there with you. I'm not going to go there with you in the grocery store. I'm not going there. So where do I go? I go on the radio where I can just say, hey, there's something for you to learn here. There could be something for you to change here in your life. And it's not about as much, it is about as much your personal health and your personal choice and all of that. It's totally your personal choice whether you eat animal products or not. Your choice. You get to pick it. But the animal's going to win in the long run because animal products cause, without a doubt, there is no shadow of a doubt. The scientific evidence is in. They cause heart disease, cancer, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, dementia, you name it. These are all one disease. I know that sounds crazy, but Dr. Greger actually says, and so does Dr. Ornish, they both say all of the major chronic diseases that we see today are all the same disease manifesting in different ways. So what happens is your body has a weak link in it. Whatever your weak link is, when you're adding to your body inflammatory agents like casein, which is the protein in milk and cheese and all those other dairy products, or the protein that comes in meat, when you're putting those things and all the hormones and all the chemicals and all the antibiotics and all the other things they feed to animals, you're putting those in your body and you're creating an inflammatory response. Whatever your weak link is what's going to manifest as disease. Cancer? Sure. Heart disease? You bet. Rheumatoid arthritis? Okay. You got it. Name it. Whatever it is. Diabetes? Sure. You bet. You know, you get to decide personally whether you do these things or not. And, you know, little rant here. I don't want to hear, well, you know, I just, you know, well, now I'm a victim. Now I have this disease. Stop eating the inflammatory compounds that cause those diseases. It's actually pretty easy. So when you think about Veganuary, I want you to think about the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Look at their Kickstart programs. Take a look at the 21-Day Vegan Kickstart. It's free. You can sign up for it. They'll walk you through the process of what it takes to do a vegan Kickstart, plant-based Kickstart. You can also go to PlantStrong, plantstrong.com. And plantstrong.com, also great free resources. They've got tons of free information to help you make better choices that will support your health and fitness, support your longevity. You know, if you're listening or if you've ever listened before, here it comes, the thing I say every time, every bite of food you take is either fighting disease or feeding disease. What do you want in your body? Trust me, when I was scarfing down those Lay's potato chips the other day, I was completely blinded. I was choicefully blinded. I was like, I'm going to eat them. It was one of those moments I was like, I'm going to have them. Give me the chips. Sounds like that's crazy, right? But that's exactly what happened. And I got this wild, crazed look in my eyes. And I'm looking at Gary. I'm like, don't eat the bottom of the bag because that's where the salt is. Sounds weird, doesn't it? But don't we feel that way sometimes? Give me my Big Mac. Got to have my In-N-Out. Right? But you know what? You don't have to. You can find heaven in foods that were made for your body. Plants. Here's an interesting thing. Gorillas, elephants, strong animals, both plant-based. And, you know, when you think about it, we think about strong bones. Have you ever seen a skeleton in a beanstalk? No. Have you seen a skeleton in any kind of a plant? No, some fruit trees have a skeleton, right? The tree, but they have plant cells that are holding them up. So the skeleton of the plant, which is all the cells in the plant that are helping it stay strong in the ground and bringing that to your body when you eat it, helps your skeleton be strong, helps your bones, helps your blood, helps your cells, helps your mitochondria. Those little power plants inside of you. You know, it's really interesting. Scientists, it's so fascinating how science continues to grow. And it's like the more you know, the more you know, the more you know. And the more you know that you, once you know, you can't unknow. Once you see, you can't unsee, right? So like if you chanced upon the radio one day and here was this wild, crazy obsessed woman on the radio talking about veganuary or plant-based living and you tuned in for a few minutes and you heard something outrageous, guess what? It's in your head. Not my bad. You done listened to it. There it is. Once you know, you can't unknow. Now you have to kind of deal with it, don't you? You're like, well, man. Shoot. Mercy versus misery. Oh, compassion versus carnage. Oh, satiety versus slaughter. Oh, I just put those ideas in your head. Now, maybe the next time you're walking through the meat section in the grocery store, you'll think about those things. And maybe when you're walking through the produce section, you'll think about the life, the vibrance, the antioxidants, the colors, the tastes. Yeah, the tastes. Oh my gosh. When you eat two apples, two oranges, two bananas in a row, I'm seriously telling you, my mouth is absolutely watering as I'm telling you this. Watering. Like I have to stop and swallow because I'm thinking about oranges and how good they are. You ever taken a bite of an orange with the skin on? Seriously, try it. Like get an organic orange. I want to talk about organics for a second. I'm going to tell you this first, then we're going to talk about organics. Get an organic orange, rinse it, dry it like you do an apple, shine it up a little bit, and just take a bite. A Valencia orange is the best way because those are the oranges that don't have seeds in them, right? Just go ahead and do it. Take a bite with the skin on. You know how there's like lemon zest and orange zest and all of that? Oh my gosh. My mouth is, I seriously have to like, I had to cleanse my palate just now. I had to get it ready to finish this sentence. It is so amazing. Orange peels. Who would have thunk? I just know there's some antioxidants and vitamins and minerals. My mouth is watering so bad. Try it. Give it a try. Okay, so I had a friend who was staying with me and she was like, why would you spend the money for organics? And if I talked about this before, I'm sorry, but I'm talking about it again. I would pay for organics. She's like, well, it's a scam. Like, you don't even know. Like, how do you even know if it's organic or not? And I'm like, you know, good point. I don't know. There's a level of trust here, but here's what I do know. If it's grown conventionally, I know they're putting poison on it. That I know for sure. I would rather take the risk, spend a few more bucks to go for the organic and the chance that maybe there might be some spillover from the quote unquote conventional, aka poison process. I'd rather spend the more money and take that risk then go ahead and spend the less money and guarantee that I'm eating poison. Oh, heck to the no. You can swap that out with something else in your head. Heck to the no. Would I eat that stuff that's been sprayed? That's like, you know, people that, oh my gosh, people tell me like, well, you know, I still eat, I had a friend who got in my face. We were on the beach one day. And this is when I decided I'm not saying this to people anymore. And one-on-one, I just don't do it. We were on the beach and we saw something. It was a fish or something. And the dog was like going after the fish. And she goes, oh my gosh, the dog's going after the fish. And she goes, that's just gross. Like, it's just gross. And I said something like, well, some people think that's food. And she goes, well, I'm a carnivore. I think it's food. And I was like, oh, okay. Gross, ew, gross, ew. And I don't think it's food. Not really a point to be made there, but, you know, kind of put our relationship on ice for a really long time. I was like, wow, you know? And then she went on to tell me later the same day that she only eats humanely raised, you know, pasture raised and blah, blah, blah. All that's all fine and dandy, right? Until you walk that animal up to the slaughter deck where they can hear everybody else's misery and torture and all of that before they get brutally slain to be put on your plate. So, all right, enough ranting. Back to Veganuary. I want to tell you a couple things. I want to give you a couple quotes. I think these are great. I love that Will.i.am said, I'm fighting for a healthier me and a healthier planet. Why are we acting like freaking savage predators still? Haven't we evolved? That is what Will.i.am said in response to Veganuary. And how about Pamela Anderson? Beautiful, beautiful woman, standing in a little pink negligee, big old blonde hair and beautiful made-up face, holding a little white bunny. What people need to understand is that if they are eating animals, they are promoting cruelty to animals. And how about Arnold Schwarzenegger? They show these commercials selling the idea that a real man eats meat, but you've got to understand that's marketing. That's not based on reality. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger. So a couple other quotes I want you to hear. Again, these come from social media, so I want you to take a look at Veganuary 2020, hashtag Veganuary 2020 on Instagram. Here's a little quote or just a little statistic. 1.3 million people in the UK stopped consuming animal products during January 2019. 366,000 did so specifically because of the Veganuary campaign. So it's making a difference. It's making a difference. And I want you to make a difference in your own lives. I want you to make a difference in your own health, in your own body. And now I want to talk about my favorite guy in the whole world, Dr. Greger. That's right. His new book, How Not to Diet, you can read some amazing stuff about it. You can like get the video trailer, as we've talked about before here on KCIW. You can get it right on nutritionfacts.org. And look, I say a lot of things on this radio show. I say so many things that there are people out there that are like, I've had a couple people like want to get with me and they're like, hey, well, you said blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, you know what? Don't shoot the messenger, man. I'm just giving you the message. I'm just delivering the science. I'm not the scientist. I'm not the doctor. I'm just delivering it to you. If you want to fact check me, please, 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 please do it. Please do it. Go to nutritionfacts.org. It is a 100% completely free website. Everything is free. Videos, articles, resources, blogs, checklists, apps that you can put on your phone, right? The Daily Dozen. Well, Daily Dozen is Dr. Greger's app that he talks about the things he wants you to eat every day. Berries, beans, nuts, seeds, water, you know, fruits, veggies. I mean, cruciferous stuff. He just literally gives you this little checklist that he wants you to eat on a day-to-day basis. Why? Because it's been proven to reverse or cure heart disease. It's been proven to reverse or cure diabetes. It's been proven that the antioxidants and the vitamins and minerals and the nutrients in broccoli alone, if you take broccoli extract, like literally juice some broccoli. I'm not talking about like go through some big scientific process and dry the broccoli and then make capsules and blah, blah. No, just get some broccoli and juice it and drop it on cancer cells. Guess what happens? They start dying. The cancer cells in the petri dish start dying. When you take, like, let's say you got two people, one person has no cancer, the other person has cancer. You draw some blood, throw it in a petri dish, and you put broccoli on it. The cancer in the blood, that blood begins to get better right now, in the moment. This is the part about this whole thing that blows me away. When I talked about, give me the chips, when I ate those Lay's potato chips, you guys, the struggle is real, man. It is real. French fries, oh my God, they're real. Lay's potato chips, you've heard me say that. If you've listened in on this show ever, you've heard me say that they used to say you can't eat just one. And I've said it over and over. That's not a promise. It's a threat. It's a dare. Dude, like, I'm so powerless against those things. I do really good in the grocery store. I can walk right by them all day, every day. Walk right by. They come in the house. I'm powerless. I had to tell Gary, don't do it again. Don't do it. Don't bring those into my house. And man, that's an excuse, isn't it? That's an excuse. I can say, oh, I'm powerless, but I could make a better decision, couldn't I? I probably could. I know I could. I absolutely could. But I don't. So the struggle's real. And here's what I know for sure. What you put in your environment is what you're going to eat. What is around you is what you're going to eat. You want to know what? I made something the other day that was out freaking rageous. I took dates. These were Deglet Noor dates. Deglet, D-E-G-L-E-T, Noor, N-O-O-R. So medjool dates would work just as well. And they were already pitted, so the seeds were out. I cut the date in half. Oh my gosh, my mouth's starting to water again. I put a little smear of crunchy peanut butter inside. And then I took an 88% cocoa butter bar, cacao, you know, whatever. I don't know how you say that. Cacao, I think. It's chocolate. It's like pure chocolate. No sugar, no milk, no dairy. And I melted that down. And I drizzled that over the date stuffed with peanut butter. And then I took a tiny bit of salt and a tiny, tiny bit of brown sugar. And I sprinkled that on top and I put them in the fridge. OMG. OMG. Oh my. They were so outrageous. They were like Little Nature Snickers bars. They were so good. Gary's like, give me the dates. And I'm like, no, dude, you already ate like 10 of them. I want to take the rest of these to a party. Because you know what? It's kind of fun when you show up to a party with something like roasted cauliflower. Every time I do something like that, Gary's like, we're going to a potluck. Well, he doesn't say it. I'm like, we're going to a potluck. Oh, we're going to a potluck. Yeah, what are you going to make? I'm going to make roasted cauliflower. He's like, no one's going to eat that. He always makes fun of me. He's like, no one's going to eat that. It's always, always the first thing that's gone. Isn't that crazy? Like sometimes I'll go to a potluck and I'll make mini pizzas. Mini pizzas. Yep. This is an easy recipe to make. You take English muffins. You put a little bit of marinara sauce down on them. You can get wild and put some upgraded cheese, some plant-based cheese on them if you want to. A plant-based sausage if you want to. But usually what I do is I just put some veggies on them and green olives. I like the green olives. They're not like the cocktail type olives. They're in the can. They're already pitted. I think they're called pearls. I don't know what they're called, but I slice them up and I put them on those little pizzas. And Gary's always like, people aren't going to eat that. There's no cheese on it. There's no pepperoni on it. I'm like, they were the first thing gone. It happens every time. Now, come on. I told you about my chili cook-off thing, and I went to the chili cook-off, and I served the vegan chili. It was not gone. There was bear chili there, and elk chili there, and chicken chili, and beef chili, and it was with a bunch of macho guys, and they were like, oh, there's the vegan chili. You know, like, they didn't eat it up. But a friend who's gone vegan just a few months ago was very excited, loved that chili, had several bowls of it, and then I said, dude, I have some extra. So he met me at my house, and I gave him a bunch of it. He loved it. It's a matter of changing your taste buds. And yeah, the struggle can be real. You know, when you spend 60 years or 50 years or 40 years or 30 years consuming things that are known to you now as comfort food, and then you swap it out for something that you think of as, you know, not comfort food, it can be a challenge at the beginning. But you want to stay focused on what are the results. Not just in your own body, the calmness, the peace, the not eating misery, the not eating torture, the not eating slaughter. What about the calmness that you feel when you eat an apple or an orange or a banana? What about the kindness in eating a salad? You know, there's no unkindness in eating a salad. There's no controversy in eating potatoes. You know, and if you need, and I would encourage you, look, if you're thinking about doing this, I would encourage you, use some of those transition products. Use some of those transition products that can help you over the upgraded burgers, the upgraded sausages, the things made of plant-based. They're still high fat. They're still high sugar. But in the meantime, as you're doing this transition, you can use those products to help you in your mindset, because it all starts in mindset. Once you change your mindset, bam, you can change anything. In fact, oh my gosh, talk about recipes. I have been in Misty's Test Kitchen a lot lately. And I made something last week that blew my mind. I got some of those big bricks of tofu. I hope I didn't talk about this last week. I don't think I did. I probably did, but whatever. I'm going to talk about it again because this is amazing. The big bricks of tofu, they're probably about the size of, I don't know how big they are. They're big. They're like, I don't know, like a box of tissue, a half a box. When you know, think about those cubes of tissue. It's about a half a cube of tissue. And so it's big, sprouted, organic, super firm. Okay, so it's not the kind of tofu that comes with a lot of water around it. It's super, super firm. I think it's like $4 to buy this tofu. I took it home. I sliced it super duper, ooper looper thin, super thin. It took me a few minutes to slice it this thin. Like it really took some effort to get it super, 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 super thin. And then I marinated it overnight in a mixture made of soy sauce, maple syrup, tomato paste, and liquid smoke. Okay, so just get that taste profile in your head. Little bit of tomato paste, soy sauce, maple syrup, and liquid smoke. And I mixed up that mixture and I put the tofu in there and I marinated it overnight. Next day, I cooked it in my oven and I crisped it up and it was freaking tofu bacon. And I had the most amazing BLT sandwiches this week. And if that isn't enough, I swear this is crazy. I made my own mayonnaise. I did. I truly made my own mayonnaise. And I, you know, this is that thing, like Sherry was on the show last week, Sherry Carey Baum, She's amazing. I've learned a lot about whole food cooking from her, even though I literally just met her in September. Every time we get together, all we talk about is whole food plant-based eating. That is our topic. And she's made me some salad dressings that were pretty amazing. And I'm like, how'd you do that? She's like, well, I just did this and I did that. She does a lot of stuff with cashews, which, you know, are still high fat because they're nuts, or they're actually technically seeds, but they're high fat, but they're a whole food, right? So when you think about it, I'm not just separating out the cashew oil. I'm actually taking the cashew and turning it into something. So in this case, I turned it into mayonnaise. So I made these sandwiches. I made 100% whole grain, whole wheat bread toasted with my own cashew-based mayonnaise. Okay, what was in that cashew-based mayonnaise? It was cashews that I soaked for a few minutes, maybe a half hour, in super hot water. And I use a Vitamix for this. A Vitamix is the best blender that I've found that's super high-speed blender. You can use whatever blender you've got, but you want high-speed. So high-speed blender, the soaked cashews, a little tiny bit, like you can find this recipe online, but I'm just giving you the basics. A little tiny bit of apple cider vinegar, little tiny bit of lemon juice. I'm thinking off the top of my head here, garlic powder, onion powder, and a little bit of salt. That's the complete ingredient list. Oh, and a little bit of water because you got to thin it down a bit. The stuff was amazing. It was amazing. Then after I made that mayonnaise and I made those tofu bacon sandwiches, so it was super awesome bread toasted with my own mayonnaise, with fresh organic tomatoes, with fresh organic iceberg lettuce. I know. Iceberg, right? And there's no nutrients in iceberg. Sorry, it's got tons of antioxidants in it. It's got tons of water in it. And I love my iceberg. So iceberg. And then this tofu bacon, those sandwiches were killer. Gary was blown away. He was like, there's no missing anything. There's no controversy here. There's no suffering here. These are awesome. They were awesome. And then because I had all this incredible mayonnaise, I thought, gee, I wonder if I could turn this mayonnaise into sort of a ranch dressing, right? Because like I've been buying the vegan ranch dressing and the vegan blue cheese dressing. These are those transition foods. And I'm trying to help you see that there are ways to get through a transition into whole food plant-based living that doesn't require you to give up everything and, you know, be nailed into some position that is untenable for the rest of your life. No, you can have flexibility and then you can start to learn and grow like I do every day, learn and grow. What's a new way for me to be? What's a new way for me to approach my taste buds? What's a new strategy for me for eating, for health, for vibrance? What about the planet? What about the planet? What about forests burning down because we're making way for crops to feed to cattle, to feed to people? This doesn't make sense with a climate crisis. It doesn't make sense with a hunger crisis in a lot of places in the world that we're growing crops to feed to animals, to feed to people. But the people that need the food can't even get the animals. So, I mean, if you wanted to feed people, why not just feed them the crops that we destined for animals anyway? And let's not have crop dusting and let's not give them poison on top of it. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. You know, I'm so thankful that you're here with me because as I meander through these vast corridors in my mind, Gary always talks about in his mind, he likes to say that like his mind is like Homer Simpson's. And Gary's a pretty simple guy, but he says, my mind is like Homer Simpson. It's focused on food, a couple other things, football, one other thing. Not a lot going on in there, he says. You know, he reads the sports pages. Maybe he'll look at another section of the paper. Pretty simple guy. And he says that there are monkeys on bicycles in his brain. So if you ask him a question, sometimes he'll make this face at you and he'll roll his hands like he's riding a bike. And he's like, I don't know. The monkeys are falling off the bikes. They're going sideways. I don't know the answer to your question. Well, in my head, there are like filing cabinet after filing cabinet after filing cabinet. And I have libraries and encyclopedias and all this weird stuff that's in there because I love digging deep into information. I love digging into what's real. I love digging into what I can learn and how I can grow and how I can share that, as I said originally, first to be a light to my family and then possibly to be a light to the people around me that I love. And then how about to people that are not around me, that I don't love, that I don't even know? What if we might be able to help people find some resources? You heard about a few of them today. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, the Plant Strong website, Ed Winters, his TED Talk. Go take a look at his TED Talk. You know, he's so compassionate. He's so loving. He wants us all to be compassionate toward animals. You've heard about nutritionfacts.org, and I've invited you to go fact check me. And I'm willing to be wrong. I am so willing to be wrong. I could be totally wrong. I don't think so. But if I were totally wrong, what I would say is, well, I'm always going to go back to the science and say, what does the science say? Because I'm not here to give you an opinion. Well, that's not true. I'm giving you my opinion. This is a variety show, and it's my personal show, and I'm going to talk to you about my opinion all day, every day, but my opinions are based on science. And then there's a little bit of my, you know, bias thrown in there too about animal cruelty and compassion and all of that. And as we get ready to start the new year, I would encourage you to think about choosing mercy over misery, choosing safety over slaughter, compassion over carnage. Think about those things. Yeah, I put those in your head, didn't I? You can think about that, and then maybe you'll find yourself making some changes, some little decisions. You know, my marketing mentor, and you know, really, when it comes down to it, I've been in marketing my whole life. That's what I really do, whether it didn't matter what business I was in or what I was in. It all came down to marketing, which in my mind is about, you know, persuasive communication. What is marketing? Marketing is about selling something to someone, right? And all I want to sell to you is an idea, a mindset, a change in thinking. And my marketing mentor, Dan Kennedy, used to say, little hinges swing big doors. What little hinges might you be able to put into place in your life that could swing big doors in the area of health and fitness for you, for your family, for your community, your state, your nation? How about our planet? How about it? How about our planet? Little hinges swing big doors. Here are some little hinges for you to look at this week. NutritionFacts.org, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org, Plant Strong, Ed Winters on YouTube. And how about while you're out there on YouTube, look up some movies. Forks Over Knives, Plant Powered Nation, Cowspiracy. You can look up some YouTube bloggers, you know. There's a blogger there called It Doesn't Taste Like Chicken. Cutest little thing in the world. Talking about vegan recipes. Easy stuff. Fun. So spend some time working on you. Spend some time thinking about how you can change your own world, your own life. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I thank you so much for being here on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. We'll see you again soon on KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial. Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.